WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Here we are once again. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos from the Newport Music Festival. She is the executive director and one of the smartest people I know.
I'm not sure about that, Mike, but I'll take the compliment anyway.
Well, you seem to know a lot about everything that goes on as far as the festival is concerned, and it's good to have you back and talk about things that are coming up, and maybe we can think about the warmer weather as it approaches and get us out of this snowy doldrums.
I was going to say, enough of this white stuff. Let's get rid of that and go to summer.
All right.
So tonight's program is heartwarming. You know, Valentine's Day just happened, so for a couple of reasons. One is all of the music in tonight's program is large chamber music for strings, which is both exciting and uplifting. And the composition of the string ensemble, I believe, in itself is heartwarming. The second reason is because the Newport Music Festival is known for having presented many talented artists in their debuts. So we just created a program very much along these lines entitled the Young Professional Artist Program. And I'll tell you a little bit about this.
Okay.
So the United States has produced a plethora of unbelievably talented musicians every year from all of our colleges, universities, and conservatories. So many, in fact, that the latest statistic is that 1 year of graduates could fill all of the orchestra positions in the country.
1 year?
1 year of graduates.
Wow.
So if you're a musician in
Where do they all go?
That's the point. That's exactly. Thank you. So if you're a musician in a major symphony orchestra, you're probably going to be there for a long time, even decades, right? It's a great job. So what are these skilled, brilliant young musicians supposed to do? They've honed their craft and they have very few opportunities. So the Newport Music Festival has created a program for these young musicians. We're looking for 5 musicians this year in the inaugural year of the program to play alongside our world-class festival artists. They'll be housed in their own dorm this summer. They receive coachings and lessons from our festival artists, and they have the opportunity to build their resume and say they performed at the Newport Music Festival.
Right.
So we're very excited about this new program, and the young professional string players will be featured in the concert we're discussing this evening called Strings. So let's get to the repertoire.
All right.
The program starts with Bach.
I should tell everybody, if they hear a little noise in the background.
It's a little disconcerting, but that's okay.
We have some construction going on in the building, but just, you know, we can probably hear it better than the audience at home.
So the program starts with Bach's 3rd Brandenburg Concerto for strings and harpsichord. So a little bit about this, and I promise we'll get right to the music. Bach's Brandenburg Concertos were sent to Christian Ludwig, Margrave of Brandenburg, so noble. And he was the brother of the King of Prussia. However, Bach wrote them sort of like a resume because he was perhaps considering leaving his current position and needed to look for another. So the Margrave of Brandenburg received these concertos entitled the Brandenburg Concertos and never had them played. They were never played. They were never published until 1850 for the 100th anniversary of Bach's death. Isn't that hard to believe?
It seems like that was a long time ago.
Right? So the Brandenburg No. 3 was written for 3 violins, 3 violas, and 3 cellos, in addition to the usual bass and harpsichord that we use in Baroque music. And sometimes the soloists play as bands or they play as groups. And what's really interesting is you always have these threes, right? So it's an unusual compilation of instruments. You know, usually you have a lot more violins than you have celli. So here we've got 3, 3, and 3, so it creates a very unique sound, and it's very fun. So again, I think it's remarkable that Bach never experienced the glory, and the fame of these pieces, and now they're just, you know, the Brandenburgs. We play them all the time.
Right.
So anyway, let's listen to the first movement of Brandenburg No. 3, here played by the London Philharmonic. Thank you. So the next piece on this program is Grieg's Holberg Suite. Grieg was commissioned to write a piece to celebrate the bicentennial of Norwegian writer Ludvig Baron Holberg, who was called the Molière of the North. So since Holberg lived during the Baroque period of music, Grieg modeled his Holberg Suite after a French form with a series of dances. So here is so clever. I love when composers take themselves out of their own period and compose as if they're a composer of another period.
Yeah,
so
let's
brilliantly
go back
done.
In time. Yeah.
Exactly. So let's listen to the first and the third movements of this delightful romp played by the Berlin Philharmonic.
We will do that. We'll listen to both of those and take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Newport Music Festival special series here on WCRI featuring Pamela Pantos, the executive director. I'm Mike Maino, and it's amazing to me, Pamela, we talk about all these young, talented people actually trying to find a place in their musical lives, that the Newport Music Festival is doing their part to help that out. That's going to be great news, and if people want to help that out, they can buy tickets well in advance for your events.
Absolutely. So again, this is a very special program, and it'll be so wonderful to see all these young artists on stage. So again, this concert is on Friday, July 19th at 8 p.m. at the Breakers, and tickets are now on sale at newportmusic.org, or you can call the box office at 401-849-0700. So this wonderful concert continues with Gustav Holst's St. Paul Suite. People don't realize, but before his Planets in 1918, Holst found it quite difficult to eke out his living as a composer. Hmm. He wasn't somebody who had, like, Liszt, you know, a performing career or anything like that to keep himself going.
A lot of benefactors that a lot of them had, no.
Absolutely not. And a lot of the English composers had this difficulty. So he took the post as the musical director at St. Paul's Girls' School. And he remained in this position for the rest of his life, from when he took it. He adored teaching, and when they rebuilt the school, they created a special music room for him, and all of his compositions were created in this room.
Wow.
So the St. Paul's Suite was created for the school orchestra, much like Vivaldi wrote for that women's women's orchestra.
I was going to say, I've heard this before.
Exactly.
We've been this way before.
So the St. Paul's Suite was created for the school orchestra, and it was his first composition in the newly created space, so it was near and dear to his heart. And I'm going to play the entire suite. It's not very long. It's about 13, 14 minutes. So I'd love to play the entire suite for our listeners so that they can experience this delightful piece that we're going to be playing at this concert. And here we have it played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Okay, we'll do that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
the 2019 Music Festival in Newport, better known as the Newport Music Festival. And Pamela Pantos is here. And Pamela, we were listening to that beautiful music just before the commercial break, and we thought, you know, we should give people one more shot at the website and the phone number to make sure they don't get closed out, because we mention this a lot. A lot of the concerts are sold out, and we don't want that to happen to you. So they can go to newportmusic.org, mm-hmm. or they can call the phone number, correct?
Right. They can call the box office and speak directly to our staff at 401-849-0700.
All right. Do that. Don't get closed out. Get your tickets today. What are we going to finish off with tonight?
Well, there are two more composers on this program. The next piece on the program is by Arvo Pärt. And he is an iconic name, or has an iconic name in the world of music, although he may be new to some of our listeners. He has created his own tonality that is completely accessible to those of us who are steeped in the Western tradition of music, and yet it sounds like something that hints from another mystic time. His piece Fratres, which is going to be played on this program, has been played by almost every major symphony orchestra in the world, so I'm thrilled we're bringing this piece to music. If you come to this concert, you will experience something life-changing, and I'm just going to leave it at that. The last piece on the program is, quite frankly, one of the most beautiful and deeply moving pieces in the string repertoire, Tchaikovsky's Serenade. Again, we talked about if you had your top 10 pieces, right. This is one of them. In 1880, Tchaikovsky was working on two compositions that were polar opposites. His 1812 overture, and this beautiful serenade. So he said to his patron, "The overture will be very loud and noisy, but I wrote it without warmth or love, so it will probably not have any artistic merit. The serenade, by contrast, I wrote from an inner compulsion. It is deeply felt, and for that reason, I venture to think it is not without real merit. At the moment, I consider it the best of all that I have written it so far." So for Tchaikovsky to say this was one of his greatest compositions tells you how beautiful this piece is.
He knows what he's doing.
So I hope everyone's going to join us for this concert, and we're going to end tonight's broadcast with the first two movements of this piece, played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Neville Mariner.
Great. We'll see you all next time with the Newport Music Festival.
thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.